Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Her immigration rate. Mayor Karen Bass can take credit.
I have declared a local emergency and issued a curfew for downtown Los Angeles to stop the vandalism, to stop the looting.
CBS News LA's Tom Waite was there when the curfew went into effect.
The crowd right in front of the building is completely gone. I'm looking over there right now. The scatter effect was incredible. People dispersed and moved quickly. The crowd completely gone.
Governor Newsom and President Trump are still at odds over the president's decision to send National Guard troops and the Marines into the city.
What Donald Trump wants most is your fealty, your silence, to be complicit in this moment. Do not give in to him.
Very simply, we will liberate Los Angeles and make it free, clean, and safe again. It's happening very quickly.
The demonstrations are growing.
Donald Trump, let's be clear.
This protester addressed a crowd in Milwaukee.
The only people invading our communities are the ICE agents, the other federal cops, the National Guard, and the Marines.
Demonstrators marched in Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, New York City, and Austin, Texas. Governor Abbott has ordered the National Guard to San Antonio in anticipation of protests there. President Trump is bringing Confederate names back to the nation's military bases. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Speaking at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the president said he was proud that he earlier restored the name of that military base, which was renamed Fort Liberty 2 years ago. Ahead of the celebration of the Army's 250th anniversary, Trump announced he's also restoring some other names.
Fort Hood, Fort Gordon, Fort Rucker, Fort Polk, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Robert E. Lee.
Search crews in Washington State are responding to a tip in their quest to locate the father wanted in the murders of his three young daughters. Some hikers say they saw a man who could be Travis Decker near a remote lake close to the site where the girls' bodies were found last week. They say the man ran as a helicopter passed overhead. R. Kelly making a new bid to go free. His attorney, Bo Brindley, claims three officials with the Bureau of Federal Prisons plotted to have the singer killed by a fellow inmate.
These are people who seek to kill Mr. Kelly rather than allow the corrupt criminal conduct of those who manufactured his convictions be exposed.
Kelly is serving 30 years for federal racketeering and sex trafficking. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be a busy weekend in Racine. Harborfest returns, the Juneteenth parade and party is coming up, plus there'll be a bunch of runners hitting the streets. The Racine Lighthouse Run is back for its 47th year this Saturday. Festival Park is the starting point for one of Wisconsin's top running events. The day features races for all ages, including competitive 10-mile and 4-mile runs, fun runs, and a special kids race. Proceeds benefit the Racine Family YMCA and other local charities. It wasn't ice in Kenosha County yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office SWAT team and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group assisted Twin Lakes Police in executing a search warrant. That was yesterday morning. A statement says the operation concluded safely with no reported injuries. An investigation remains ongoing. We're working on learning more. The Racine County representative and the top Republican in the assembly says he wants to spread what he says is the truth about negotiations. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accuses the Evers administration of lying about the budget. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that Republicans refuse to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system as negotiations broke down. Appearing on WISN's Upfront, Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. Voss says Republicans were also willing to give the UW system funding, but less than the governor and system's $800 million request. Budget talks between Evers and Republican lawmakers broke down last week.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as again. He's a really good player, and you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Elbers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, are low 58. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I recently saw a television taping myself of that show, The Talk. Still don't know how I got tickets. So I went to The Talk, and then halfway through the taping, the woman playing the Whoopi character, they had one of everybody, she was like, "Everyone in today's audience gets a free year's supply of donuts," which was the greatest news I'd heard. Until I thought about it at all. I don't know how many donuts you guys think are in a year's supply, but according to the donut people, sitting up there in their ivory towers, it's 52 dozen. Too much? They had a meeting about it where they're like, all right, donut consumption in a 12-month period? Uh-huh. For human beings, okay. Yadda-dee-ya. I don't know, about 700? Am I out of touch? So they gave me a gift card, and I could not have all that power in my fingertips. So I immediately sold it on eBay to a woman in Southern California that I can only assume has died. I never knew her. But I can assume if you're trolling eBay for donut deals, it's time to turn that car around.
Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure.
The Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, 6:11 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. A pleasant good morning. It is a Wednesday. A lot happening today. At a little after 7 o'clock, of course, we have your keyword final week for our Scotty Summer Civic Media statewide text to win contest. We'll have that for you. Download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and text that keyword. We'll talk about all the prizes coming up later because I don't know what today's prize is. I don't know what the keyword is yet. They don't tell me until 7 o'clock when they unleash it on us. Also coming in, Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation will be in here today. We'll talk about all the events coming to downtown. And something special at 8:45 I didn't tell you about because I just found out yesterday. We have a name for the baby zebra at the Racine Zoo. Beth Heidorn will be here at 8:45, and you'll hear it exclusively first right here on WRJM. I'm looking for... what was the name I told you? Stripey McStripeface. I love that name, Stripey McStripeface. Anyway, so we'll find out coming up at 8:45 what the baby zebra's name is. Somebody won the contest and got to name it. So we'll find out. We're looking for sunshine today. A beautiful day with a high near 83. Crank up the air. Yeah. Sunny, 60 right now at Radio Park. Here's CCR. Have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me long. There's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
WCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? It's 6:50, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Someone posted a really fabulous photo online. You know, you see a lot of junk online, but this one was really good. It was two pictures. One was a picture of Woodstock in 1969, the Woodstock Music Festival up in Bethel, New York, and a sea of humanity at Max Jaeger's farm on this hill. Just people, a giant stage at the other end, and that's all you saw. You couldn't see any greenery, just people. And then they took a picture today. Same exact shot, same scene, same everything, except we're seeing green rolling hills, beautiful plants, trees, and it's so serene. And they're the exact same shot. One was in 1969, one's in 2025. It really is a good, and I'm staring at this. I showed it to my brother, too, and he said, wow, look what it was like in 69, and look what it is today. Whoa. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, so my memories. I wasn't at Woodstock. I was with my mom and dad. We were on a trip coming back from Florida driving, and my father had the radio on. They're talking about this giant traffic jam up in Bethel, New York, and we said, what is going on? And it was the Woodstock Music Festival that weekend. Hey, according to a new report, the average American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month. That's about 20 minutes per day. People will be willing to cough up some major cash, though, for a full day of peace and quiet. The average American would pay $2,521 to be totally free, have a totally free day. Parents willing to cough up a little bit more, $3,668. That's how desperate parents are. For just a little taste of freedom.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Give Dad the gift of sweetness with Linda Sugar Bliss, Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. From yummy cookies to stunning cakes and pastries that melt in your mouth, it's the kind of gift every dad deserves. Made from scratch, baked with love, and just like Dad used to sneak out of Grandma's kitchen. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
How do they know I snuck it out of my grandma's kitchen? Hey, by the way, when you're at checkout online, I want you to use the special promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N, ROSEN. And when you do, you get a little more discount. Yeah, so when you check out today at the Big Deals location, go to WRJN.com, click on Big Deals, check out the deal for today. Type in ROSEN at the promo code R-O-S-E-N. You save just a little bit more.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Want to Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. World. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. Come back.
Bobby V. Come back when you grow up, girl. It's 625 local news. Tamla's hit to WRJN. Looking for a sunny day. Highs near 83. I didn't turn on the air conditioner before I left this morning. Oh, my wife turned it on. Look for a cloudy weather tonight. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Slight chance. Lows around 58. Partly sunny. Highs near 66 tomorrow. Sunny 60 right now right here at Radio Park. Don't forget, WRJN welcomes Racine Harbor Fest back to rock the lakefront this week, starting Friday, June 13th, wrapping up Saturday, June 14th, live music from 9 bands, including a foreigner tribute band. Feels like the first time. That's Friday night and Bella Kane on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. And be sure to stop by because the WRJN crew, we're going to be out there. Yeah, we'd like to have fun. So I'll be out there Saturday with the crew from 1 to 4 o'clock. Hey, 626 at WRJN. Do you drink Diet Pepsi? I was a big Diet Pepsi drinker for years. Are you a vegan? Well, Diet Pepsi is not vegan. Pepsi won't tell what animal ingredient it uses to keep it from being vegan because that's commercially sensitive information. What are they trying to hide? What kind of animal stuff could be a Diet Pepsi? I'm getting grossed out right now. I haven't had a Diet Pepsi in about 9 years, but I used to love it. Edison Lighthouse, love grows.
She ain't got the money to close it.
Love grows where my rosemary goes. Local news, Tamla Sitz here at WRJN. Don't forget, we're going to, about 35 minutes from now, give you our keyword today in our Scotty Summer Civic Media Statewide Text to Win contest. We've got some great prizes we're going to be giving away. And if you'd like a chance to win, download the Civic Media app right now. Go to WRJN on the list. And get ready for that keyword so you can text it right back to me and be in the running for those great prizes. We'll tell you all about what they are at around 767-06-707. All right, cell phones. They've made it so no one remembers phone numbers anymore. GPS has made it so maps are useless now. But a new poll out on navigational skills found only 16% of people are confident they're excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions. 37% say, they're good. 27% say just fair at navigating on their own. 10% said they're poor. 7% said they couldn't do it without GPS. I made it all the way from Atlanta to Milwaukee all by myself in the middle of the night with just a paper map. I know, I sound like my grandfather. I walked to school in snow for 30 miles every day. I know, but I did. There was no GPS when I did it, so I just had a paper map sitting on the side, my passenger seat, and I made it here. That was a long time ago. 6:30 WRJN, a pleasant good morning. Let's see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine streets will come alive this weekend. The city is gearing up for the return of Harborfest, the Juneteenth parade and party, and the Lighthouse Run. That race is back for its 47th year this Saturday. The famous race, starting at Festival Park, features runs for all ages and raises funds for the Racine Family YMCA and other local charities. A Racine County school got the better of one from Kenosha County in the state baseball tournament. Read all about the high school action from this week and a preview of what's to come online. Go deeper with high school sports at RacineCountyEye.com. Tourism keeps ticking up. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Andrew Iverson is Wisconsin's new state director for USDA's Rural Development Office. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And his number one goal right now, making sure you and I know exactly what services the Rural Development Agency has to offer.
Well, that's a big part of it is you're exactly right. It's the outreach. And so it's taking our programs and educating communities and individuals and organizations what USDA Rural Development does. And so that's a big part of it is the outreach, going around the state and making people aware, first and foremost, of what we do. Another thing we want to focus on is streamlining our application process. That's the one thing we want to look into to make sure that we are providing excellent customer service to Wisconsinites.
Allen Iverson is the new state director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Office, headquartered in Stevens Point. Prior to joining the Rural Development Office, he served as executive director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshakes still mean something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And dairy farmers across the state have voted for 8 representatives on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Director. There was only one district where more than one candidate was running. That was District 21, Crawford, and Vernon counties, where Chad Syme from Gays Mills was selected to represent dairy producers. The election results totaled just under 11% of dairy farmers from across the state that actually participated. And participation is strong at this year's Wisconsin State FFA convention. Tonight, they will have a special recognition of their adults that have contributed to the FFA, the Wisconsin FFA Hall of Fame induction ceremony, as well as announcing the Stars Over Wisconsin that will advance to national competition this fall in Indianapolis. You can follow our action at MidwestFarmReport.com. Our team will be there. That's a look at what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, are low 58. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
So, I got a tattoo on the bottom of my foot. When people ask me to see it, I kick them in the face. It reads, think fast. Pretty upset at the commercial on television these days, especially the candy commercial, especially the M&M's candy commercial. If you see the M&M's candy commercial where the M&M's are hanging out with that guy, they're partying up, laughing, having a great time. So I go down to the store, buy a bag of M&M's, open up the bag, and they're all dead. And their arms and legs are missing.
Dixie Cups, Chapel of Love, 639. Local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN. Coming up at 7.05 or so, 7.06, we're going to be talking to Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Got a whole bunch of things coming up to downtown. We'll be chatting about that. We have our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media. That's also coming up at about 7.06, 7.07. And at 8.45 this morning, something, it was a total surprise yesterday. They have a winner. And they have a name for the baby zebra at the zoo. You will find out first, 8.45 this morning, right here at WRJM. Beth Heidorn is going to be on the air with us. And I am shooting for that name, Stripey McStripeface. I don't know. I just like that name, Stripey McStripeface for the baby zebra. I don't think that's going to be it, but, you know. Hey, the New York Times had a story on how rich people are doing fine water tastings now. No more wine tastings, fine water tastings. Tastes different depending on the mix of minerals. Some types go for about $100 a bottle, really, of water. And a recent fine water competition featured one made from just mist collected in a pine forest in Tasmania. Ah, those rich people, they know how to live, huh? 641, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Gene Pitney. It hurts to be in love.
It hurts to be in love.
Tamla's Hits, WRJN is 6:43. It's a Wednesday morning. Oh, it's hump day today. Look at that. we're going to get over that hump because we got a whole bunch of stuff going on this weekend. And do not forget, when you head on to Racine's North Beach this summer, be sure and stop by the Beachside Oasis to refresh on a great summer day. And listen for Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, highlighting beach and water reports several times each day between 10 and 2, brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating for vibrant color inside and out. All right. Got something for you here. Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. And if you can't think of anything to do with your dad, how about watching a movie or two that had to deal with fathers? GoodHousekeeping.com put together a list of the best movies to watch with Pop. The Godfather came out number 3 on the list. And when you think about it, it's about a father and his sons. Yeah. You know, Fredo, Sonny, and Al Pacino. His 3 sons. Field of Dreams. I cried at 3 movies in my lifetime. That was one of them. That ending with, and I'm not, I hope I'm not destroying the movie for you, Kevin Costner when he sees his dad, played by Ray Liotta. Oh, I cried like a baby. To Kill a Mockingbird, Atticus Finch, The Ultimate Father.
Whoa, played by Gregory Peck. Won an Oscar for that role, too. And Cheaper by the Dozen. Not the Steve Martin one. That was good. But the original one with Clifton Webb. Yeah. There's a couple of good dad movies you can watch. There's a whole bunch of them on the list, too. 6:45, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 83. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 58 right now. Sunny and 60 at Radio Park.
Hearts go astray.
It's Carol Carlton, Everlasting Love, 6:47 at WRJN. So this woman in Michigan was paying for gas when a total stranger from out of nowhere said, you should buy a $30 lottery ticket. I'll bet you win $4 million. Well, on that advice, she went ahead and bought one for, you know, $30. It hit for $4 million. That was the grand prize on the ticket she bought. Now, I want to know, who was that mysterious person who came up to her and... could that person come up to me and give me some advice, too?
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Give Dad the gift of sweetness with Linda Sugar Bliss, Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. From yummy cookies to stunning cakes and pastries that melt in your mouth, it's the kind of gift every dad deserves. Made from scratch, baked with love, and just like Dad used to sneak out of Grandma's kitchen. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And here's the best part. At checkout, use the special promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N, and save even more money with the big deal of the day.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Craving something warm, savory, straight from the oven? Head to Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where handcrafted quiche is one of their many passions. Sink your fork into the caramelized onion and bacon, a rich blend of sweet, smoky goodness. Try the spinach and Gruyere, where tender greens meet the nutty melt of aged cheese. Or savor the garden fresh combo of spinach, mushroom, and feta, a favorite that's perfect for sunny mornings and laid-back brunches. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticket advance 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Oh, yeah, or it's-
Eddie Everett, the Shoop Shoop Song. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 654. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 83. Sunny and 60 right now. A beautiful morning right here at Radio Park. Hey, don't forget, download the Civic Media app now. Because in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes from now, I'll be giving you a special keyword where you can win some great prizes. So download the Civic Media app or do it now. Also, look for the list of radio stations that Civic Media owns, and you'll find WRJN on there. Click on WRJN and get ready to text that keyword to me. When I give it to you, I'll tell you what the prizes are, because I don't know yet. I don't know what today's prize is. I'll look it up a little after 7 o'clock. I'll be able to open the vault and find out. Hey, it's almost, for 60 years, the Beatles were the only artist ever to have 5 songs in the top 5 spots in the Billboard chart simultaneously. It all happened on April 4th, 1964. The top 5 of the Billboard charts were Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. Now, thanks to chart changes and streaming, it happened 4 more times in the past 4 years. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Taylor Swift did it twice. But, you know, the Beatles did it the hard way. These were one of those songs that were on the top of the Billboard chart, April 4th, 1964.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on.
Seven local news, timeless hits at WRJN. While we're on the topic of rock and roll setting records here, a list of rock-related Guinness World Records includes the shortest concert ever on record. It was by The Who, 13 seconds. Roger Daltrey realized as soon as he took the stage he couldn't sing due to an illness, so they walked off. 13 seconds. The most encores were 5 by the group called The Cure, and the first music video to be banned by MTV was by Queen. The song, Body Language. See what you learn here? There's so much to learn at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Kelly Cruz from the DRC is going to talk about some events coming to downtown Racine in just a few minutes. But right now, the Beach Boys.
I have watched you on the show.
local news, timeless hits with the Beach Boys, Surfer Girl. It's 7 o'clock on the nose now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new curfew quieted the night in a small section of downtown Los Angeles, where demonstrations against federal immigration raids had become chaotic. KNX's Craig Feigener.
When the curfew started, just